Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you incredible manifestors. You know, I just so you know, I call you manifestors because every day you are manifesting something in your life. The question is, do you like what you're manifesting? My name is Cabrini Schneider. I am the inner core coach. I help you get to the inner core of who you are by using Cabrini's law of fuck that. That's right. Fuck that stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time in life and in business, good and bad. So why not? Why not do what you want to do and stop doing what you don't want to do? Because things are going to happen anyway. I want to welcome you to day three. Oh yes, we are on a 27-day, 27-way journey through the how to and the how I. I'm going to be sharing with you how to get through something, get to something, and how I got through something and got to the things I wanted in my life. Yesterday, or for the last 2 days, I share with you about clarity. And I share with you how to get to clarity. And the way to get to clarity is through being still. Through becoming still so that you can hear that still small voice that guides you to the very thing you want. The question is, what do you want? That leads me to today. Today, day three is how to make a decision. In Cabrini's law, fuck that, I have three core questions and five principles that governs this law. This is really a teaching. This is a way of life. This is a new thought, a new religion, if you will, and a new way of navigating on this planet. And it is my intention and my mission that you are able to say fuck that with positivity, with strength towards what you want. And that comes to making a decision. In Cabrini's law, there's five principles. And principle number one is decision. Making a decision, you'll hear all the greats, you'll hear many people talk about making a decision is the very thing that governs your life. That's why I call you manifestors, because every day you're manifesting something. You are making a decision about something. The question is, what kind of decision are you making? How are you being deliberate in your decision? How are you paying attention to the very thing you should be focusing on as it relates to your life? Now, there are my paperwork. I have some notes here that I want to share with you about what it means to make a clear, concise decision. Now, number one, I want you guys to get a piece of paper, and I want you to write down things that I'm sharing with you, because these are nuggets. You know, the very things that I'm teaching you is what I teach my clients, and they get amazing results from this. So I'm giving you, you know, short, clear. I took all of what I teach my clients, and I'm condensing it into these, you know, 5 to 7, maybe 9, maybe 11 minutes. To get you to just pay attention to how you are thinking, how you are moving on this planet, right? So, number one, I want you to rate the decisions you make on a scale from 1 to 10, okay? This is how Cabrini's law, fuck that, operates. On a scale from 1 to 10. 10 being hell, and no, sorry, 1 being hell, 10 being godly. That means 1 means, oh my God, I can't stand to go to work. I don't like my relationship. The person makes me mad. My job, I get sick to go. I'm stressed out. That's 1 through 5. 6 through 10. 10 being godly. 10 being that, oh, I can't wait to get up. 10 being, I can't wait to talk to you every single day. That's why I'm doing 27 days. That is my godly. That's my 10. 6 through 10 is where, you know, you can navigate through it. You know, 7 means that you, you know, you love going to work, but you can tolerate your boss. You know, those kind of situations. So I'm going to give you some pointers. I want you to first think about the decisions that you have made thus far. You know, think about, you know, did you think about the decision that you made? Or did you just jump into it? Did you just go and sign that application because the money was good at the time that you read in the paper or that you saw on LinkedIn? Did you really think about how long it was going to take you to drive there? Did you really think about how it made you feel when you went there? That is the first question. So what I want you to do is, number one, I want you to make sure that when you are making a decision, that you are thinking about your happiness core. You're thinking about your somebody-ness, that core place of you that is there. Are you thinking about that when you're going out to make a decision? So, number one is to think about how it makes you feel on a scale from 1 to 10. How does it make you feel? Number two, have you looked at all the options? You know, when you're looking at the relationship or when you're looking at the job, have you looked at all the options that you get that comes with that? You know, you get an option when you go to the job interview that you thought would look very good on paper. And when you get there, you realize the office is horrible. You realize that think about it. To somebody like you, coffee makes a big difference. It makes me happy if I know you got good coffee at the office. But you have options. So you go to the office, you go to this job interview, and you know, you don't like the way the office makes you feel. You don't like the way the interviewer is interviewing you. You don't like the way the coworkers feel in the office. All of this you get to feel once you walk through the office. So when you're thinking about making a decision, there are options that you get to choose. That's number two. Are you looking at all the options that are involved in the decision you're gonna make so that you can make a better decision? That's number two. Number three is, have you thought it through, really? Did you go there and the man liked you and you didn't like him, he gave you the job and you said okay? Have you thought it through, really? I mean, did you really, really want that job? Or because it just happened to show up, you decided to take it, but you know it didn't feel good to you? Think it through. So third day of 27 days, 27 ways, how to and how I, today is number three, which is to make a better decision. You have made decisions in your life. I am now going to teach you how to make a better decision. It is so important in this new day and time that we have right now to make better decisions, to be responsible for the decisions that you make in your life. Nobody else is responsible for your decisions but you. So in these teachings that I'm going to be sharing with you over the next 27 days, well, now we have 24 days. Time is flying. Y'all better catch this. Y'all better catch it. It's important to take responsibility for the decisions that you are making in your life. Be responsible for the inner core that you are. Be responsible for your somebody-ness. And say fuck that and take your life back. Finally, understand that it's common knowledge that things are going to happen. Things are going to happen all the time anyway. So why not take the time to get still, to find the clarity that will come through you so that you can make a better decision in your life. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk with you about how I make and made decisions throughout my life over these last 32 years and how it landed me here to be with you, which is a number 10. You know, and I try to, no, I take that back. I don't try to. I make decisions based on it being a number 10. Now, I can navigate between 7 and 10, but for the most part, I'm going to stick with a 10. How does it make me feel? If it doesn't make me feel good, but I know that there's potential, then I'm going to work through it. You know, being on this online platform didn't make me feel good. I was going to quit and I was going to go and open up another brick and mortar because that part was easy for me. But I knew that somehow I could touch somebody else's heart in a more expanded way doing it this way. So I had to take the time, I had to get clear, and I had to be still so that I could now be where I am right now, teaching to you. Cabrini's Law, Fuck That, is going to sweep the nation, and it is going to impact you at your core. Are you ready? So today, day three, make a better decision for your life. Be the deliberate manifester that I know you can be, so that you can be, do, and have whatever it is you want in your life, and your life can be a number 10, honey. So I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. I love you. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And make sure that you make your day a better day. And know that when you're with me, it's not about me. It's about you because you're with me. I love you. I'll see you later. Bye. Okay, you guys, hold on. I'm going to have to use my hand. Sorry.